The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The next topic is actually very close to my heart because my late father had one of the biggest wool businesses in the country. He bought wool from agents from Portumna to all points south of that. He sorted it and he packed it and he exported it. And we used to get the Yorkshire Post every morning to see the price of wool in Bradford. Well, unfortunately, there are 4 million sheep in the country and it costs €3 to shear them, and they have to be sheared, but it seems that the product of wool is now worthless. Well, to explain all, it's a pleasure to welcome into the studio here Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes Editor with the Farmers Journal. Tell us the story, Darren.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ivan, we've come to a situation where wool is practically worthless. Now, it does have a value, but just to put it in context, it costs €3 to shear a sheep. You'll harness or harvest about 2.4 kilos of wool, or what's called greasy wool, off that animal. A lowland sheep, which is, say, the majority of sheep in the lowlands in Ireland, you'll get about 50 cents for that. So it'll cost you
50 cents for the entire fleece.
50 cents for the entire fleece. And if you're unlucky enough to have, say, hill sheep, so your typical Connemara horn sheep, that's worth about 5 cents a kilo. You'll get 10 to 12 cents of a value for that.
Okay. And that's... Yeah, right. So I thought, so basically what you're saying is when people wear clothes, be it the Aran sweater or whatever, they're not using the natural wool product anymore. Is that it?
No. So wool as a percentage of global textiles is now only about 1%.
I thought they had got new uses. A very good friend of mine who bought my father's business, Aidan Walsh of Texacloth, he died a few months ago. He used to say, I'm off to China now, I'm selling bedding for this, and he would find different products for the wool. Is there not alternative products?
There is alternative products, but the problem comes back to cost. So if you take the cost of, say, producing a wool, say, duvet or wool pillows or wool clothing, it's a fraction of the cost than using synthetic fibres. So over 50% of the world's synthetic fibres are polyester because it's so cheap to just produce en masse. You don't have the same processing costs as wool. And we've seen in particular in recent years, China hasn't recovered from the COVID pandemic, but the wool sector was probably hit the hardest for a couple of reasons. There was a real, so I suppose, sort of downturn in wool processing. There was new environmental regulations came in. China stopped buying wool worldwide and you had a collapse in prices. So the wool trade right across the world now is I suppose, on its lowest level than what it has ever been.
So it's a waste product essentially now.
In some cases, unfortunately, we have seen, say, wool being dumped, wool being burned, which is a bit ironic given that it has natural, say, flame resistance properties. But we're also seeing, I suppose, maybe some people buying products that they think is wool. So if you see a lot of apparels the way they're sold, you go in and a jumper might look wool, or we talk about a beanie hat. There's no wool in practically, I'd say, 99% of beanie hats. I have two.
You know, you're brought
here
in here.
You.
They're skins and
yes.
And the fleeces on them, and you'd have them as a mat in front of the fireplace for you to put your toes on. And one is grey, and one is brown, and one is fake, and one is real. Talk me through these.
Yes, so these are two sheepskin fleeces, which unfortunately at the moment a lot of those are going to landfill because there is no value of them. One, the grey fleece, which looks exactly like a sheepskin fleece. That is sold in a very prominent, say, retail shop in Ireland, mass-produced. That costs €48. That will, if it ends up someday in landfill, it will take hundreds of years to break down. The other one is...
The other one's a brown one. It's lovely. My fingers are in it and you can feel the texture and the fibre. It's actually proper sheep.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That actually costs €45.
It's cheaper.
Cheaper. If that goes to landfill, that is naturally biodegradable. It is a natural product. It's a renewable resource. And that's one of the things, I suppose, is there is a bit of sort of misinformation and consumers think that they're, I suppose, maybe buying or purchasing. But Ireland has nearly an obsession with buying apparels. Like we buy 80% more clothes in Ireland than we do across Europe. And a lot of that is fast fashion. It's not your wool product or your wool coat. Like, when is the last time you have somebody saying they'll buy a wool blanket or buy a good wool winter jacket?
Well, what I heard now, I did a construction conference recently and they were saying they could put hemp or wool into the concrete and it would have great insulation quality.
Huge capabilities and huge, I suppose, opportunities in this. So Vincent Pierce from Sheep Wool Insulation in Wicklow has done a lot of research on, say, wool as an insulation product. Has a lot of opportunities. It has a higher R-grade value or U-grade value than fiberglass or rock glass. The issue comes back to, again, cost, in that it's about 2.5 to 3 times its cost. But there is, in what you said, in concrete, there's a lot of actually work being done in America. There's work being done in actually putting wool into the wind turbine blades because it has elasticity, say, properties that allow it to bend and allow it to stretch. So I think that it's not all doom and gloom for wool.
So research might provide the solution.
Research might provide the solution. If we've seen, even 3 years ago, there was an awful lot of talk about harnessing the mineral content of wool, because wool has a very high nitrogen content, sulfur, a lot of your trace elements. In an era where we're talking about fertilizer nitrogen being at €1,000 a ton, wool was coming into its own. It would be relative in value. It would cover the cost of shearing. Fertilizer prices have come back down again, but that's, who's to say that they're not going to go up in future years? And I think that the more research that's done, that hopefully it can provide a bright future. But I think that there has to be an awful lot of work done in education around the type of products we buy, the sustainability of it, and I think not enough has been done on that.
We have a texter. Back in 1980, the wool check would keep us going in the summer. Now I put it in the skip. Someone was saying to me, what's the secret of being Minister for Agriculture in terms of policy? I said, well, start with the check to the farmer and work backwards from that. Are you looking for compensation or something for this? If it's actually done at a loss, then it has to be done.
No, and thankfully the department have recognised it. So the department have brought in an animal welfare scheme. So wool is one part of it. So farmers at the moment can get into an animal welfare scheme where there is a 4 euro payment towards the cost of, say, wool. Now there is other, say, things that have to be done, animal welfare things there. That's a 1 year scheme funded by the National Exchequer. Farmers would like to see that being continued. But no, to be fair, farmers aren't say jumping up and down about this. I think that what farmers are doing
Why would they be when fat lambs are making 150? When I was selling fat lambs, 45 kilos, you'd be lucky to get a pound to the kilo. Now, and it was hard earned because you wouldn't get 1.5 lambs for every yo to sell. And now you're telling me that a fat lamb is sold for 150 yo-yos.
And I go back to your point that in 1980, some people were able to pay the rents. There was new tractors, new cars bought on the value of wool. You wouldn't buy an ice cream now for shearing 50 sheep for what you'd have out of it.
All right. Finally, if I go in, I say I'm a knitter and I buy a ball of wool. Is that genuinely wool?
In about 80% of cases, it's not.
Right. All right, well, there you go. It is a problem, and I'm for sticking with the authentic instead of the fake anyway. Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes Editor with the Farmers Journal, thank you for coming all the way to Galway to show us that and to explain the story. Coming up...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.